Well, people like to pontificate and love to tell me that the moon's a false projection and the world is really flat. Things can't just be good or bad, there's no real way to know. And to say you have an answer is to let your privilege show. Well, the laws of physics stay the same, regardless how we feel. I hope you and I at least can cry, reality is real. Reality is real, reality is real. The stars in the sky are burning gaseous spheres. Math works alright and physics makes it clear that reality is basically real. Sometimes I almost lose my mind when someone tells me that it might be true for me, but for them there are different facts. Because they want it to be that way, well that way then it is. So let's repeat the same old horseshit that was fed to us as kids. Well, our behavior has to change regardless how we feel. I hope you can take a stand and present a strong appeal that reality is real. Sky are burning gaseous spheres. Math works alright and physics makes it clear that reality is basically real. The world's a complex place, there's many questions left to ask. How God or Krishna made us and for what spiritual task? How can we know what came before if none of us were there? We must trust revealed knowledge from a God who truly cares enough to lead our lives with threats of hell inside our heads. Well, I hope that you dodge that trap and come to see instead that reality is real. Reality is real, reality is real. The stars in the sky are burning gaseous spheres. Math works all right and physics makes it clear that reality is practically real. Perhaps you've come across folks who think you can read the stars, or learn about the future with the shuffling of cards, or speak to ancient life forms in amethyst or jade, or let spinal sublimation cure the problems that you've made for your body by not harnessing the boundless flow of ki. Well, I must insist you prove all this before giving up my plea. The reality